Jerry, you had an opportunity to honor Senator Sherrod Brown.
Each year we try to do some individual that has been very helpful to the soybean industry and to the agriculture world. And Sherrod Brown, with his work for us in the Farm Bill, 12, 13, 14 Farm Bill this year, he was instrumental back in 2007 and 8 when he started in the Senate, that he was on the Ag Committee and helped with that Farm Bill. So we appreciate everything he does for the soybean industry. He's been instrumental in our biofuels, our biodiesel program, our export market, and he's in the bio-based products. I think this is all part of our recognition of an individual that's been very helpful to the soybean industry.
I was going to say he really does have an ear when it comes to agriculture here in the state.
Well, as he said, one out of seven jobs in the state of Ohio is agriculture related. So it's a very influential industry as far as for the economy of the state of Ohio, and we do appreciate his support of us. He came from a farm background, he told us, when he started out, so he knows what the farm is all about.
Jerry, let me ask, you spent a lot of time talking with the senator and his staff as the Farm Bill was making its way through the legislature. Does that communication continue now that we have a bill?
Well, I think so. Whenever there's a question to do with soybeans or ag, a number of times individuals such as Sherrod Brown and that come to the soybean industry, come to the corn industry, come to the wheat growers, and want to know their feelings on a lot of our topics out here. And I think we have a pretty good grasp on the environment that we have out here as far as the agriculture industries. And we try to be helpful to all of our industry, not just an individual portion of it. We want what's best for our soybean industry and the agriculture industry.
How difficult would it be to get anything done without someone in a position like Senator Brown?
In today's world, we have 1% or less than 1% of the population is related to the agriculture directly farming industry. And 1% is not going to go very far in a lot of the political world, a lot of the economic world. So it's very beneficial to all of us to have someone that has a background and an interest in the agriculture field.
Jerry, it's always a pleasure to get a chance to visit with you. Good luck this spring, and be safe.
Oh, we appreciate that, and that goes for all of the agri industry and all the individuals that help with it. Have a safe spring and a productive spring.